This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thomas Keneally is one of Australia's greatest storytellers. He's best known for the Booker Prize-winning work Schindler's Ark, though recently he's been releasing more non-fiction. Thomas Keneally is also an ambassador for the Big Picture Film Festival, taking place from the 19th to the 29th of March. And Thomas Keneally has taken a few moments out of his morning to speak to us today. Hi, Thomas.
How are you?
Thanks so much for your time today.
Not at all.
Thomas Keneally, can storytelling actually change the world?
Definitely. Not fast enough. Not fast enough, but it can alter attitudes. You can. Certainly my attitudes have been altered by film and even by popular entertainment. Well, you can't measure it, but the probable impact that gays appearing as recognized gays in sitcoms, for example. Also, of course, the impact of movies like Hotel Rwanda. You've got to think that attitudes towards present follies, as well as lamentations about what happened in the past, will change attitudes a bit.
Maybe it's easier to see hypocrisy and to feel empathy when it's up there on a big screen in front of us. That can highlight a way our attitudes that we have ourselves.
Yes, and it never goes astray to assert that we're all human beings. I wish that would be asserted in relation to our present immigration policy, but that's another story. Mm. The reason I'm interested in the big film is that I've always been an admirer of Bill Cruz, whose idea this festival, this very lively festival, is. This is its second year, and I have always been in esteem of Bill for his standing up for human rights in a way, once again, not all the clergy do. Mm. Many do, but amongst those who do, he's very notable. The question was to get a program together of films that relate to social justice and yet are extremely entertaining at the same time, that are seductive because they're both entertainment, but they carry a heavy social justice clout as well, but one you don't necessarily feel when you're in the midst of the narration. And my son-in-law, Eddie Cockrell, who was an American who immigrated to Australia when he married my daughter, he is the artistic director. And what Eddie doesn't know about film is not worth knowing. He can tell you the name of the pet dog of a focus puller in a Czech film of the 1950s. You know,
right.
He's absolutely encyclopedic knowledge, and particularly of world cinema, not just American cinema.
Sounds good. I'm speaking to multi-award-winning author Thomas Keneally. He's won the Man Booker Prize at least four times and the Miles Franklin Award another four times. I think winning it once would be an achievement enough for most people. We're actually speaking about the Big Picture Film Festival, which is coming up in March. Now, Thomas Keneally, what are you most looking forward to in this festival program?
I'm really looking forward to films like Belle, and the one about the Nigerian Civil War, the feature movie about the Nigerian Civil War, whose name is Half a Yellow Sun. And then there's the first feature film from, it's called Beatrice's War. It's from Timor, the first
first ever feature film out of Timor, is it?
Yes, absolutely. And it concerns the story of one woman's conviction to remain true to the man she loves and the country for which she fought.
Well, that sounds really interesting, yeah.
It deals with the problem of what happens after the war when you've struggled for certain human rights. How do you then make sure that they're maintained after the war? The opening night is an historical fiction about an 18th century African woman called Belle, who appeared in British society and at a time when people were discussing whether slavery should exist or not, passionately either way.
I hear that this is one for fans of Downton Abbey.
Very glamorous film, actually. Just because this is a social justice-based film festival, people shouldn't think the films will die of earnestness. The missing picture, I saw a few clips of that. Now, that's an extraordinary film.
This is the one we're giving away tickets to, Thomas, so I'm interested to hear more about this one.
This is the one made by a fellow called Rithi Pan, who's a Cambodian. And he uses, it sounds crazy, but you ought to see it. It uses clay figures that he has made to represent the people who are in that situation. I mean, when you put them all together in assemblage, you forget in about 20 seconds that they're not real people. And it's about, of course, the Cambodia's Khmer Rouge atrocities committed between 75 and 79. It's non-fiction film, but it looks like a fiction film. I mean, it has the clout of a feature film. It was nominated for...
An Oscar, wasn't it?
Foreign language film.
At the Oscars.
The Academy Oscars last year, yeah. And it hasn't been seen in Australia before now, so this will be its first outing.
I'm speaking to the multi-award-winning author, Thomas Keneally, about the Big Picture Film Festival. But, of course, I can't pass up the opportunity to talk a little bit about books and writing. Now, there's so much competition from technology, from film, from so many other forms of entertainment. But, Thomas Keneally, do you think that books will survive into the 22nd century?
I'll tell you what, writing will survive, and extended writing of the kind of the novel will survive. It's very interesting to me, this is wishful thinking because it might all change, but it's very interesting to me that the physical book has lasted. I mean, in America, they're selling 50-50.
Yep.
In Australia, it's slightly less, but within a year or two, it'll probably be 50-50 or 60-40. But it'll be interesting to see if it reaches a point at which it won't go any further. I just don't know. I look at all the things that exist now, including going to the movies, which we do as communal events, but we don't need to technologically.
Yes.
We could probably order or acquire a lot of these films ourselves and watch them at home, but we wouldn't have the tribal experience of watching them with other passionate people who are interested in film.
Yes.
And it's because we're tribal people and like to laugh together and like to be appalled even together that we go to the cinema. And I think because we're tactile and sensual animals, reading animals, thank God, we still like the print book in certain circumstances.
Yeah, very, very true.
You're a writer. You'll be still writing, whether your book appears electronically or in the Gutenberg, the print form. So definitely there'll always be people berserk enough, demented enough, crazy enough to want to write.
That's true. Now, before I let you go, you know, you've done so many amazing works, but what are you most proud of, or what do you think has actually had the most impact?
Oh, boy. Well, I am proud. I'm ambiguous about all my books. They're like love letters you write to people whom you're no longer involved with.
Yes.
They might be perfectly good love letters, but you don't want to go back and watch them. But there are a number that I remember with pride. And in the spirit of this festival, there's Towards Asmara, which was a book which is credited a bit with having some influence on what happened in Eritrea.
Yes.
But then, of course, a man who was a perfectly good rebel leader became a tyrant in Eritrea. And so the effect was sadly short-term, but while they were struggling for their independence and an end to the atrocities committed on them by Mengistu, the Stalinist leader of Ethiopia, while it was all on, that book had a bit of a political outfall, and it's very rare that you do get books that have any political outfall at all. So I'm rather proud of that in a quiet way. I don't tell people. This is just between you and me.
Sure. Thanks so much.
And the other thing I'm proud of is having survived 50 years as a writer. You've got to be either hugely determined or an absolute psychopath to last 50 years. Or a mixture of both. And you've got to...
Which one are you, Tom?
Punishment.
Yes, which one are you?
I think I'm both. I mean, the whole thing is we talk about writing being tough, and it is tough. Mm. But on the days it's not tough, it gives us a high hardly anyone else gets out of their job.
That's true.
It's just such a transcendent joy to write, and that's why it's an addiction rather along the lines of alcoholism, actually.
All right. Well, yes, I can see what you mean by that. It's very hard to give up, isn't it?
Yes, indeed. I haven't given it up at 78, and I'm still writing novels, though. The novel, I think, is the biggest game in town. People who only read nonfiction don't know what a delight it is to inhabit a good novel. But nonfiction's fantastic, don't get me wrong. But it's like the documentary movie and the feature movie. They can both be done well.
Yes, absolutely. No, I do agree with you there. Well, thank you so much for your time this morning, Thomas Keneally.
Yes, and good luck to you and all your millions of listeners.
I wish.
Than John Laws.
Oh, dear. That's Thomas Keneally. He's an ambassador for the Big Picture Film Festival. It is taking place from the 19th to the 29th of March, and you can find out more online at thebigpicture.org.au.